Okay. Come on up, guys. All right. Have a seat. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Isn't it a great, beautiful, cold day? Okay. Do you know why I have this tree here with me? Anybody, any idea? No? No idea? Okay. Well, this tree kind of doesn't, how does it look to you? What do you think? Is it kind of sad looking or happy looking or what? Just kind of sitting there? Doesn't have much personality to it, does. Do trees talk? No, they don't talk too much. But do you know that we actually can be like trees? The Bible refers to people as trees. Didn't know that, did you? Yeah. Yeah. Because trees, this tree looks kind of plain as you look at it. But the Bible says that we are like trees. We are to represent Jesus. But if we're kind of plain looking like this, it just doesn't represent Jesus too well, does it? No, it just kind of sits there. But there, Jesus said that you will know them by their fruits. So does that make sense to you? Do you know what fruits mean when he says you will know them by their fruits? No? We're talking about fruits of the Spirit. There are fruits of the Spirit that Jesus says are characteristics that we need to have that we can look like Jesus. So, for instance, and Divya is going to help me. Let's put this one here. What is this a fruit of? What is that? Strawberry? Okay, it's pretty. But I have something on the strawberry. What does it say on that strawberry? Huh?
Love.
Love. So I'm using a strawberry to represent love. So what is love? What does love mean? You will know them by love that they show. What does love mean? Do you love your parents? Do you love your friends? Okay. Do you show that love? Do you say, I love you? Yes, you do. So that is a fruit of the Spirit that Jesus says to show love to one another. So this is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Would anybody like to hang this on my tree? Would you like to? Okay. We just paperclip it to a limb. Okay. I have another one. Let's put that one here. What about this fruit? What's this fruit look like? What is this a fruit of?
Banana.
Banana. Very good. I have a word on here on the banana that says something. What is that word? You know?
Gentleness.
Gentleness. That's another fruit of the Spirit. Do we show gentleness to our friends or to the people? Yeah. Don't be mean and rude and crude and things like that. Show kind gentleness to them. Yeah. Who would like to, would you like to hang the bananas on there? Let's hang this on our tree. Okay. Uh-oh. The clip came off. No, it's not real. Here's the clip. You can put that on there. Can you do that? Oh, very good. Thank you for hanging that up there. We have some good helpers. All right. What about this one? Thank you, Divya. What is this a fruit of? What is it? Cherries?
Cherries.
Very good. There's a word on the cherry. Do you know what that word is? Yeah? What is it?
Baby bad. Faithful.
Faithful. Faithful. I mean faith. The word is faith. Who do we have faith in? Who?
Everybody.
Everyone? Who else? Who above do we have faith in?
Jesus.
Jesus. Yes. So we have faith in Jesus. That's another fruit of the Spirit that we want to hang on this tree. Would someone like to hang that on the tree? Okay, Francis, I'm going to let you hang one. Oh, you want to hang it? Okay. You go first, then I'll let you hang one. Okay. Good job. All right. What is this a fruit of? An orange. Yes, but what is that word? That word says what?
Goodness.
Goodness. All right. Does Jesus want us to show goodness? Just like he is, because Jesus is good, isn't he? So that's another fruit that we want to hang on our tree. Would you like to hang that on the tree? Okay. I'll let you do one too, Kason. Okay. Let's do one. Okay. Ah. Here's one. What is this a fruit of? What's that? Watermelon. Very good. But I have the word on here called patience. Do you know what that means? Patience is like when you want a cookie before supper time and mom says, no, be patient. You have to eat your dinner first, right? So patience is kind of having some self-control there, or just waiting. That's patience, right? Not getting upset, okay? So you want to put that up there, okay? What have we not done? Let's do meekness. Let's do this one. This one's of a, what's this fruit?
Pineapple.
You want to hang it? That is meekness. Meekness is like humbleness, you know. That is another characteristic of Jesus. Who wants to hang this up? You want to hang it up? Okay. Miss Kiki's going to help you. Okay. All right. What have we not done, Divya? Okay. Joy. All right. What is this a fruit of? What is it? A pear, yes. But the word I have on here is joy. Is this a joyful time of the year right now? Yes, it is. But we need to show joy every day. Who gives us joy? Who gives us joy in our lives, do you know?
God.
God does. God gives us that joy, that internal, that joy that we have. You know, even when we're not always happy, we can still have joy because our joy is in Jesus, right? Who wants to hang it up? Who has not hung up a fruit? No? Jubilee, you want to hang one? No? Would you like to? Anybody else? You want to hang another one? Okay. And what have we got left, Divya? This one, what's this a fruit of? Apple. And I have the word on here, temperance. Do you know what that means? That one might be a little tricky. Temperance means self-control. That's where we get upset when we sometimes want what we want when we want it, and we want to pitch a fit. Do we have self-control? Are we practicing temperance when we're pitching a fit about something? We didn't get our way. We don't understand it. It's not right. It's not fair. Is that practicing self-control? Is it? No, it's not practicing self-control. Temperance is another word for self-control. That's what that means. That we need to always seek God for self-control, especially self-control. When you're a kid, it's hard to have self-control, but that doesn't mean we can't have it. So self-control is we control our emotions, control not overeating, control not overdoing anything. Always have temperance in everything we do, okay? All right, this last one. Kason, do you want to hang it up? All right. Can you hang that on the tree? You guys are doing good. Okay, now, how's that tree looking? Is it looking better? Is it looking more colorful? And think about that. If we are like this tree, we have all the beautiful fruits of the Spirit, and we look colorful. Do you think people like to hang out with us when we have all the fruits of the Spirit on us? Yes, they do. It makes them think, you know, this is the kind of person that is a godly person that acts like who? Who do we act like when we have the fruits of the Spirit? Who? Who said that?
Jesus.
Like Jesus. Yes, yes. So now it's a beautiful tree. All right? Okay, who would like to, what would you like to say?
Strawberries don't actually grow on trees.
What?
Strawberries don't actually grow on
trees. No, strawberries do not grow on trees, no. All right, who would like to pray? Anybody like to close in prayer? Would you like to close in prayer? Bow our heads, everyone. Bow our heads.
Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. My turn again. I don't know how. Shoes.
Dear Jesus, thank you so much for my little friends here today. Thank you for dying for us, for your love for us, and your kindness. And may we grow the fruits of the Spirit on us every day. In your holy name we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you, guys.